This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
5.5 to go, third period. Miller carries into the Boston zone. Nice little pass. Olofsson scores! Sabres are on the board with 5:25 to go in the third period.
Dan Dunleavy there on the call. That's the lone goal for the home squad tonight. Buffalo breaking the shutout attempt of Linus Allmark with 5:25 to go, courtesy of Victor Olofsson on a wrist shot, his second of the season from Asplund and Miller. That made it 3-1 Bruins, but Taylor Hall with an empty netter late makes it a 4-1 Bruins lead and a 4-1 final. Your moments of the game brought to you by Jim's Steakout, celebrating 40 years of mouth-watering hoagies and chicken finger subs. All right, welcome back here to the press box. Thanks for your patience through that extra commercial timeout. Brian Colziel here on our Sabres postgame show. We'll be heading to the locker room in just a moment and get some thoughts from the players, from the media room, following the first loss of the season for the Sabres, a 4-1 defeat at the hands of the Boston Bruins. We'll also hear from head coach Don Granato, and we'll get you some more highlights, update you on the standings, as the Bruins obviously get their second win here and move closer to the Sabres in the Atlantic Division. But Buffalo right back at it tomorrow at 7 o'clock in New Jersey against the Devils. And, of course, we'll have that game for you right here on the Buffalo Sabres radio network. Well, it was a game that felt like the Bruins had it throughout because of the score. But I would say that watching the game felt like the Sabres were right in it in terms of the play. In fact, I would say at least through the first half of this game, I thought the Sabres were the better team in terms of the energy. The puck possession was tremendous. The attempted shots at the end of the first period was 29-8. The expected goal percentage, I know, for the Sabres was up near 70%. So after a first period, they just couldn't finish. And that was really the story, I thought, of the first that really defined, I think, kind of the game, is that Buffalo had chances. They had plenty of them. And I would say over the course of the game, they might have had the better ones. But when the Sabres made a mistake in their end, Boston did get a chance, and they buried it. They make them pay. And that's the difference. You're not playing Arizona tonight. You're playing Boston. And when you make a mistake, when Marchand, Bergeron, and Pasternak on the ice, you're going to get, you know, the puck's going to be in your net. And it was. Dahlin and Butcher were caught below the line, the goal line, on the first goal, and a quick pass out in front, and nobody's there on Pasternak, which obviously we know is a dangerous thing to do, and the Bruins went out in front. Okay, we are going to head down to the locker room and hear from the Buffalo goal scorer. Victor Olofsson is up first live on the postgame.
Victor, you don't want the end result, but do you like what you were able to generate some of the game, especially early on, shots offensive-wise?
Yeah, for sure. I think we did a lot of good things today. That's a really good hockey team, and I think we maybe gave him a little bit too much. A lot of odd man rushes, and I feel like we gave him a couple of goals that we probably could have prevented. So, but still, we created a lot of scoring chances, and I think that we probably could have scored a couple more.
Victor, when it comes to offensively at 5-on-5, did you like the quality of chances you guys were getting? Do you feel like you guys got to the middle of the ice enough when you were in the zone?
Maybe not. I feel like we had a lot from the outside. I feel like we got to get close to the net, maybe fight for those rebounds a little bit more. but we also had a lot of those close to the net, which we could have scored on. So both yes and no.
What did you think of Linus's performance tonight? He certainly was battling for them.
Yeah, he played good. He played a good game. He was solid. He had a lot of shots on him, and we let him win, so we played a good game.
You know, there's no moral victories here. You guys won the first three. I mean, how much of a lesson is this game? You do a lot of good things against a team with a lot of star players, but it is going to be difficult when you have games against the Bostons, the Tampas, people like that, to kind of match their star players.
Yeah, like I said, I feel like we just gave them a little bit too much. A lot of chances they created. We kind of made a bad play, and they got the chances. But it's going to be like that against those teams. It was a big learning for us, for sure. But I'm still happy with the way we played, and I think we can take a lot with us from this game.
Victor, you're heading into your first back-to-back after this. How are you guys going to regroup?
We just got to let this one go and focus on tomorrow's game. Like I said, it was a lot of good things we did that we can take with us, and just focus on tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, there is Sabres forward Victor Olofsson. He, the lone goal scorer with 5:25 to go in the game. A nice wrister that caught Allmark, I think, maybe a little off guard that he shot it so quickly. We know Olofsson has a great release. But the Sabres still fall 4-1. Back to the room, I thought a very strong game from Dylan Cousins. He's up next live.
Own time, as you did tonight against that team.
Yeah, I think we had a lot of chances. And, you know, it just comes from working them down, frustrating them, and that's a game we want to play. You know, we just want to frustrate our opponent as much as we can, get it in behind them, tire them out, and just keep working them.
You don't like the end result, obviously, but do you like what you guys were able to create offensively, at least for chunks of the game, especially early on?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, obviously one of the best teams in the league, and I think we played a really good game against them. I think we outchanced them. And, you know, if a few more bounces went our way, I think we definitely could have won that game. You know, we just got to regroup after that and get ready for tomorrow.
Do you take from that game yourself? You had 6 shots on goal. If you get a bunch of shots most nights, you're going to get one. You keep that kind of chances.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a goal scorer my whole career, so I don't want to let that get away from me now. I want to keep shooting the puck. And, you know, eventually one of them is going to go in. It's tough when you beat the goalie and his pad comes and stops it on the goal line. But, you know, just got to keep chipping away and it'll come.
What's the biggest takeaway from that game in your mind? I mean, here's a game where you had star players. You're going to see big star players a lot of these nights. And you have to try to elevate your game as a team to match them.
Yeah, I think, you know, we did elevate our game. I think we could have won that game. It could have went either way. You know, all around, we're pretty happy with how we played. But, you know, there's a lot we can learn from this game and not allow ourselves to get frustrated. I think, you know, they're a frustrating team to play against, and we just got to stay composed and level-headed throughout the whole 60.
That is the way that you guys played tonight against the Boston Bruins, possibly a playoff team, does that give you more confidence heading into the season after those first 3 games that you did win?
Yeah, I mean, we believe we could beat any team in this league. And then, you know, when we play against a top team like that and, you know, we go head-to-head with them and toe-to-toe, I think, you know, there's no one we don't think we can beat. So we just got to keep that confidence up every night, but at the same time, stay humble. And, you know, it's not going to come easy. We just got to work as hard as we can every night.
It would have been understandable if you guys did get frustrated after they got the second goal, but what is it about the group so that you've noticed that's prevented that from happening? You know, is it the belief that you guys have in the way that you play? What do you think it is?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a lot in the way Donnie coaches. We know mistakes are going to happen. We know it's not always going to go our way. And, you know, we just try as hard as we can to, you know, put that stuff behind us. You know, you have a bad shift, bad turnover, put it behind you, move on, learn from it, and, you know, just keep the positive things going.
When you get down by several goals, is it harder to have that kind of short-term memory and forget those mistakes that lead to the opposition getting an advantage?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every goal against, there's something we can take away and learn from. And obviously the game's over now. We have a quick turnaround game tomorrow. You know, we just learn, take away what we can from that game and just regroup, get ready for tomorrow.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
All right, that is Sabre forward Dylan Cousins, who I thought was Buffalo's best player tonight in this one. You heard the question from Mike Harrington there. He mentioned that he had 6 shots on goal. Yeah, I thought Cousins was very, very good in this one tonight, creating a lot of chances, frustrating some of the Bruins' better players. He had a big hit on Pastrnak in the first period. that I thought was a nice tone setter to come right back on Pasternak's next shift after he had scored early in the game. Cousins himself did, of course, get credited with that hit, but six shots on goal. He's around. He says, you know, I'm a goal scorer. I'm not going to let those things frustrate me. I think an opportunity for Cousins to maybe try to see if he can maybe get some more to get into the net would be really beneficial for this team. They're going to need guys like Cousins to really come through as much as possible. Skinner, Asplund, Thompson, like when they've got those chances, they've got to finish. They don't have the stars that the Bruins have. There is no Pasternak or Marchand on this team. There is no Kucherov or Stamkos or Brayton Point on this team like we're going to see with Tampa here on Monday. So the Sabres can't afford to really waste opportunities when they've had those. Tonight, a couple of chances they did maybe throw away. A couple of things just to me, I'll just chalk up to bad luck. I mean, Cousins had a goal. He's working hard in the crease. He's battling. He gets a puck through Ullmark's legs, and it somehow catches the back of his skate. Will Butcher, second period, a nice job on the rush. He comes in, rings the inside of the post. So, yes, Ullmark was very good. Got to give him credit for that, as the Sabres did pump some decent amount of shots on him. He ended up facing 36 shots and made 35 saves. I don't want to say that Ullmark was lucky tonight. Ullmark was very good, but I think overall the Sabres do have to make sure that they finish. You know, they're just not going to maybe have as much of those one-on-one abilities that, let's face it, that Jack Eichel can do, where he can just take over a shift and make a play. Sabres are going to have to earn their goals. So when they have the opportunities to do so, it's even more important to finish to get that done. Final score, Bruins 4, Sabres 1. We're going to be sticking around here for Sabres head coach Don Granato, and we'll have him coming up here in just one moment. Let me get you a couple of more stats from this one here. Final shot totals for the Sabres, as we said, 36 to the Bruins, 26. Power plays, the Sabres were perfect so far this year on the penalty kill. Coming into tonight, they were ranked number one in the NHL. They give one up tonight to Coyle in the second period to end that streak, as Boston goes 1 of 2 on the power play. The Sabres' power play, which came into the league tonight, fifth overall, that had been clicking 0 for the night. They go 0 for 4, so a tough night there for the Sabres on the special teams side of things, which has been a very, very good thing so far for Buffalo this far this season. So Ullmark gets the win, 35 saves. Anderson the loss, 22 saves. Your three stars are all Bruins. Ullmark in his return here to Buffalo, star number 3. Pasternak, star number 2. Marchand, star number 1. All right, Sabres head coach Don Granato taking you there live.
So what do you make of, you guys had a lot of zone time, a lot of shots on goal, a lot of attempts, but did you like the quality of chances? What were your thoughts at the end of that?
The feeling for us watching our guys, we played tight and we pressed. And when you then fall behind, you press and play a little tighter, and we did that the whole game. You know, how that may manifest, longer shifts, because you want to do more, you press, longer shifts on power plays, looking for perfect plays instead of simple plays. And so all the signs of that were where we just weren't, we put maybe pressure on ourselves that shouldn't have been there, and we pressed. So maybe they didn't feel good, you don't feel good, and you start pressing, but it was pretty simple. That's the way, you know your team and you know your guys, and any complication in that game came from that.
Don, after dominating scoring chances, what is your message now to your team heading into a back-to-back that they still can win with that after that result and that they played well today?
Yeah, I think our guys will, I know our guys will be upset with themselves. That's the character they are. They're going to look within themselves for, to perform better. And, I'm not too concerned about it. I think these things happen. We know that. We have to make sure that we learn from it and become better because of it. So tomorrow, it's nice to be able to play tomorrow, even though there could be a fatigue factor. We need to play more efficient. Like I said, we didn't keep the game simple enough or play direct enough tonight. we pressed. And now you're a little bit tired. Sometimes it's easier to do that. So we'll see.
A lot of shot attempts, a lot of shots on goal. But how do you get to the inside, to the deeper area?
Yeah, you know, we hadn't had a problem with that until tonight. So, again, that's more of this falls in the same category. You're looking for a pretty play instead of a direct play. You know, I'm going to go to the net, so you shoot. You know, you're looking, I'm going to stay in the perimeter so I can get one more play before we go to the net. So it's just, it falls all in that category. And it, all those are signs of what I was said at the outset. It really is.
And conversely, at the other end, this is one of those nights where you got beat by their star guys. Pasternak, Marchand, Coyle.
Absolutely. Their top players cashed in for them and played very well for them. So, credit to them. They were ready for it. They took advantage of our mistakes, and that's what good players do. They hold you accountable. And good teams hold you accountable. So, that was definitely part of the game, big part of the game.
Are you confident if Dylan gets more chances like that, he's eventually going to bury those chances?
Yes. I mean, for Dylan, you know, he's definitely see him doing more and more of the right things, and it's just part of the progression for him. Yeah. Good night, all.
All right, there's Sabres head coach Don Granato. He and his players will be getting onto a plane very shortly, heading to New Jersey to take on the Devils. That game will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Of course, we'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. For all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodbye to you at this time. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, you can go to WGR550.com or listen in on the Odyssey app. For all of you on our flagship here in Buffalo on Sports Radio 550, more postgame coming up here from KeyBank Center. Final score, Boston 4, Buffalo 1. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Familiar sound you hear from ice level. Here's Hall down the middle, plays it off to the side, back in front, they score. Nosek goes to the net on the feed from Coyle, and there you go. The first line for the Bruins get the first goal, the second line get the second. It's 2-0.
Nosek's first from Coyle and Hall at 15:50 late in the first period. Dan Dunleavy there on the call. That ends up being the game winner. Play of the game brought to you by Seneca Sports Lounge. Bet on Buffalo with Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Welcome back here to KeyBank Center. Up in the press box, Brian Colziel with you. Sabres fall to the Bruins 4-1, dropping their first game of the season, but right back at it tomorrow at 7 o'clock against New Jersey. If you're just joining us, I like what Don Granato said about playing tomorrow. He said, I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, it's nice to be able to play tomorrow, even though there's going to be a fatigue factor, because he thinks it'll be easier to play the simpler game that he was looking for tonight. He mentioned numerous times about being tight, pressing, said this is how you end up falling behind. You take longer shifts, you look for perfect plays. And he's like, now we got pressure on ourselves when we don't need it. So those are some of the thoughts from Don Granato here. We heard from Dylan Cousins. We heard from Victor Olofsson. I thought Cousins was Buffalo's best player tonight. 6 shots on goal overall. And played a very, very strong game. Nice hit on Pasternak early. He, we know, can play a physical game. We know he also can play an offensive game. He said, you know, yeah, I'm frustrated we're not scoring, but I'm a goal scorer. Like, I'm going to move on, and he's going to be ready to go tomorrow. The Sabres outshoot the Bruins 36-26. Linus Ullmark was excellent today in goal, and he's, I'm sure, very, very happy on his trip out of here, as he has a very good return to KeyBank Center in Boston's 4-1 win. We'll update you on the standings here coming up in just one moment. Injury report time brought to you by Losi and Ganji, Buffalo's workers' compensation and personal injury attorneys, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Well, good news for the Sabres. They don't need more injuries. Cody Eakin missing tonight. He'll miss again tomorrow in New Jersey. We'll find out maybe if he's a chance to come back on Monday. There was a moment where Dylan Cousins, speaking of him, did get hit in the face with a stick, which did draw a penalty, but he went down right away grabbing his face. You wonder there whether or not that was going to cause him to miss any time. But he got right back up, didn't miss any shifts, and luckily for the Sabres, he was able to return. So there's your injury report from the game. Looks as though the Sabres got through this one okay. And again, New Jersey tomorrow. We'll talk about the Devils in a moment. Let's check on what's going on the rest of the NHL tonight. For that, our Around the League update, here's Pat Malacaro.
Thanks, Brian. A very light night on the NHL schedule. Just three other games, one ongoing. They're midway through the second period. Kings and Stars tied 1-1. Tyler Seguin's first of the year for Dallas, while Anze Kopitar already 6 goals on the year into LA's now just 4th game of the season. The Leafs and Sharks got underway at 6 o'clock tonight. An early start. Toronto traveling to Pittsburgh for their first road trip of the season, the first game in the United States in nearly a year and a half, and wanting to clear customs reportedly early and giving them some extra time. That's why the 6 o'clock start tonight. Leafs fall to San Jose. It doesn't work. Sharks 5-3 winners. Also, 10 o'clock puck drop just about 15 minutes from now. The Golden Knights host the 4-0 Edmonton Oilers. What else is new? Connor McDavid, 6 goals on the season, 200 for his career, 11 points already through just 4 games. And to the AHL, where the Amerks score a 5-3 win over Syracuse tonight. J.J. Paterka's first goal of the year. Sean Malone, Jack Quinn. That's his second of the season as well. And it all adds up again to a Amerks 5-3 win over Syracuse. College hockey, Penn State with a 6-2 win over Niagara. They sweep the 2 games from the Purple Eagles at Pagula Ice Arena this weekend. Also, they're in the bottom of the 5th inning, now moving to the 6th in Houston in the American League Championship Series, where the Astros have a 3-2 series lead, can close out the Red Sox tonight, and Boston trails Houston 1-0, again going to the top of the 6th, so the Red Sox need at least a run, need 2 to try and extend it to a 7th game tomorrow night in Houston, Brian.
All right, so Astros with a chance to get it done on their home field. They'll be right back in the World Series if they finish it tonight.
Third time in 4 years that five years that the Astros would have gone to the World Series if they can get it done.
Yeah, this is their 5th consecutive ALCS. Yeah. Pretty impressive. Now it's easy to bring up the cheating scandal, and it's definitely going to be a part of their legacy for a long, long, long time, especially when they mention the World Series champion teams. But this team clearly is loaded with talented players, and they tanked for a while to make up this roster, but it's working for them.
Yeah, and a lot of the core players have been there for all 5 years, and sure, they made some trades over the years with the starting pitching staff, but look at the position players. Look, if they're cheating now, that takes some really, that takes a lot to be doing that. So I highly doubt that what they're doing right now is anything other than just a really good baseball team. And you don't win 95 games throughout the course of the season, I don't think, without being a very good team.
All right, back to the Sabres. 4-1 defeat to the Bruins tonight for Buffalo's first loss. So now in the standings, the team is sitting in second place in the Atlantic, 3-1, 6 points, 2 behind the 4-0 Florida Panthers. If you don't think Florida's for real, have you seen who they've beaten so far? They beat Colorado, they beat Tampa, they beat the Islanders, and they beat Pittsburgh. And they beat the Islanders by 4, the Lightning by 3, and the Avalanche by 3. It's early for everybody, but that's a darn good impressive start for Florida right there.
Sam Reinhart netted his first goal of the season yesterday in that win over Colorado. So, yeah, they were a team that you expected to be at the top of the division going into the season. Would somebody be able to, keep pace with them this year? You've got the head coach in Joel Quenneville, who's won in his time behind the bench. They've made some acquisitions, including Sam Reinhart in the offseason, investing in their captain, Alexander Barkov. The Panthers weren't just built for this year. They're built to be pretty good for the next couple of years. And, if they can get the goaltending, Sergei Bobrovsky just won his 300th career game. So they're a team that's set up to be a factor come May.
Tonight's a night where I feel like the Sabres would have missed a player like Sam Reinhart. I think you watch this game. Again, the third period's tough to really gauge because it was 3-0 for most of it. Is Boston kind of just peeling back, playing conservative here. But through the first 40 minutes, better puck possession, better shot attempts, better shots, expected goals. The Sabres were way better than the Bruins. But when the Sabres made a mistake, Pat, the big guns for the Bruins made them pay. And when Buffalo had chances on the other end, they couldn't finish. A little bit of bad luck, too. I mean, the Cousins goal that should have been to hit the back of Allmark's skate. And then Butcher hits a post. Thompson hits a post. So I know it looks like Boston controlled, and you might argue, you could argue they did, but on the scoreboard, but there were clear opportunities here for this maybe to be a different outcome or at least a different, closer ending.
Yeah, and that's where you want somebody like Sam Reinhart, Jeff Skinner, who's still on the roster, to bury one and ease some of that pressure, because you're right. I mean, the Sabres were the better team for the majority of this game. It's just that the breaks, the bounces didn't go their way. When they did make mistakes, Boston, to nobody's surprise, is able to find a way to get it done. And, you know, you heard the interviews post-game. Who are the players that got in the scoring for Boston again tonight? You know, it was Pastrnak with the first goal. Brad Marchand sets up a couple of them. Charlie Coyle, who is a player who's been good in this league, you know, with the Bruins now, he's in on a couple of the goals. So, you know, the usual suspects are in on the scoring for Boston. You know, for the Sabres, if you have somebody like Sam Reinhart or Jeff Skinner scoring, it makes a world of difference, and the complexion of this game completely changes.
And let's not discredit how Allmark played.
Right.
He did get a couple of lucky plays. That Cousins one, I think, you know, he has him beat, and there was a couple of post hit. But he also did make some big-time saves. You knew he was going to be amped up for this game, and he obviously performed.
Yeah, and to me, now it's how do you respond tomorrow night against New Jersey? And that'll tell you a lot about a young team. They're saying all the right things. Victor Olofsson said all the right things. Dylan Cousins did. And we'll see if the Sabres are able to just, you know, wash this one out of the memory banks and move on. And, you know, still early in the season with 78 to go, you got a lot of games to be played still, and maybe take advantage of New Jersey, even though they were not playing tonight. Easy flight to Newark, just an hour or so, and be ready for the game tomorrow.
All right, let's finish here with a look at the Devils. New Jersey 2-1. They lost their last outing to the Capitals yesterday by a 4-1 score. Previous winners against Seattle and Chicago. We'll get to see Jack Hughes, of course, a big star for the Devils. What else do you think about when you talk about the Devils?
Hughes with that injury.
Oh, that's right. Hughes will not be playing. That's right.
He did get good news in that the surgery was not required on his shoulder after he separated his shoulder. So, but he's going to miss some time. So, yeah, it's interesting, you know, who steps up for the Devils. You know, they're missing some of those names that we've noticed or seen in the lineup a lot in recent memory. A guy like Travis Zajac, who was traded to the Islanders. You know, he's no longer in New Jersey, no longer in the league. But we'll see now, you know, a team like the Devils that were in the Sabres division last year. You know, a team that the Sabres saw. So Lindy Ruff behind the bench as well. It'd be interesting to see just, you know, how this Devils team responds without one of their top players.
Jimmy Vesey,
yep,
former Sabre, amongst the group. Of course, P.K. Subban, a familiar name from this team. Jonathan Bernier has played two of the three games in goal. Scott Wedgwood, the other, with New Jersey not having a game tonight. I don't know if they've officially announced who's in net, but if they want to play Bernier, they can. They didn't play yesterday. They didn't play tonight. I'm going to guess we'll see Tokarski tomorrow. What do you think?
That would be that would make sense, and especially with the way that Don Granato has at least handled the goalies in these first four games. So, yeah, Tokarski, look, we've seen him play well in a Sabres uniform. So, you know, an opportunity for him again. And like I said before, looking to see how this Sabres team kind of responds and bounces back after a night where they had their chances. It's not as if this Sabres team was run out of the rink by a veteran Boston team, you know, responding tomorrow, maybe not letting one of those chances go by the boards early on and take New Jersey out of it.
Yeah, the Hughes injury, let's just get that out there. He was placed on injured reserve yesterday, dislocated left shoulder, out indefinitely. Devils said Hughes will not need surgery after an MRI confirmed there was no additional damage to his shoulder, but obviously now won't be available tomorrow night for the Sabres and Devils' first meeting of the season. So that's too bad. Hughes is a fun player to watch, but I guess you'd say that's a break for the Sabres for sure, one of the best players on that team. All right, so 6 o'clock pregame tomorrow, 7 o'clock puck drop against New Jersey. Pat, thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. 4-1 Boston, your final. as we put a wrap here tonight on our Sabres postgame show. I want to thank our crew, TJ Luckman, our network producer, back in our Amherst studios. The crew here at KeyBank Center, Pat Melicaro, Jonathan Koziel, Paul Hamilton, our reporter, Mike Shope on the pregame, and of course our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. My name is Brian Koziel. I thank you for listening. Final again, Boston 4, Buffalo 1. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Sabres and Devils from New Jersey, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.